Yeah, it's brilliant. And as I said to you last week, regardless of Cup, League, like, we just needed to win. And you can see, even when we scored a couple of goals in that flurry in the first half, you can see the lift in the lads. They just had the extra spring in their step. And the difference probably this week is we did it in the second half, be it we didn't probably, again, take a few chances up the top end. But the pleasing thing is it's another two clean sheets in a row here at home, picking up points now, and thankfully we're into the next round. And we last time we got a win, we had the mid-season break, so we couldn't carry it, and now we should carry it into the next couple of games.
And as we mentioned last week, you know, you kind of didn't have that cutting edge against Cork. You had it tonight, and yeah, it was one of those occasions where, you know, the striker, it doesn't matter, you know, it's not the prettiest goal in the world, yeah, but it kind of opened the floodgates. And as you mentioned, it did give the lads a lift there.
Yeah, that's it. Kyle had a one a couple of minutes before that was probably easier than the one that he scored. But listen, the top three, Jack Doherty, Jack Moylan, Kyle, like, they are a handful. For me, I wouldn't swap any of them for anyone in the division. And all over the pitch, probably the most pleasing thing for me was there's a couple of lads that have come in that haven't played much, and there's no drop-off or anything like that. People coming in off the bench, no drop-off. And it's important for the group that everybody's contributing to it, and the levels are there, the performance levels are there throughout this squad.
You'll know that over the last little while, Wexford haven't been really closing out games, the Athlone game, and, you know, almost coming away from UCD with a couple of points as well. Unfortunately, you know, they score late in that one. So, you know, it was important that you went in 3-0 up and you kept that up. So the clean sheet must feel really good tonight.
Yeah, yeah, brilliant. And listen, that's what we're trying to change. We've been close and close and getting points and taking a point when we should have three and so on like that. But yeah, that's very pleasing that we can do that. And I think it's in a psychological point of view, it's massive for the players as a group to know that, yeah, we can do this. We can do it for 90 minutes now rather than 60 minutes or 45 minutes sometimes.
We talk about the mindset improving every week, and I think you can see that in Jimmy Corcoran more than anybody else. When he came here, he was a little nervy, a little jumpy at times, and he looked really, really assured there in that second half, particularly with the one-on-one. You know, it was almost Michael-like.
Yeah. Jimmy is, for me, has the biggest potential for a homegrown keeper here. He's only 19, he's playing regularly. He's improving every week. He has a presence about him, he has a size. His decision making tonight to come and sweep behind was excellent. Shot stopping, one-on-one, I can't fault him. And to me, if Jimmy continues to play and progress, he's going to have a seriously good career. The best place for Jimmy now is to keep playing with us, keep continuing his development. But the sky's the limit for him.
He's on the Irish setup as well for the last little while, so, you know, he's definitely going places. It's Galway next now. It's a home game here as well, so you need to get a couple of points from that one. But Galway are starting to come into a bit of form as well.
Yeah, they are. They're probably form team and points wise in the division. But yeah, listen, we don't fear anyone. We'll go and give it a go. We'll try and impose our game as best we can. We know how difficult Galway are. They've got some excellent players throughout the squad. They invested heavily probably at the start of the year, so they're where they probably expect. But we'll go into the game full of beans and have a right go at it.
Shells are out of the cup now, Bray are out of the cup now, Wexford are still in the cup, so, you know, will you keep the focus up now on the cup, or is it league all the way?
Yeah, we go as far as we can. Like, who knows where it can happen. We only spoke to the players during the week that myself and Lorcan were part of the first division team that played in the final, so you don't know how it maps out. But cup, league, we're out to win every game.